scared of.
Hello, everybody. We are going to begin the internal affairs agenda. So if you could please take your seats, Mr. Kelly in the back, and that would be great.
Love calling people out. All right. Today is Tuesday, August 9th. This is the internal affairs agenda. The time is 1:30. I do want to just point out that I was very excited about our program today. We had Miles Kehoe from NARU coming in to give us a wonderful presentation and kind of a roundtable discussion with our staff, too, on cybersecurity issues, and he spent a great deal of time preparing for that. And really want to thank Mark Fittrell for the work that you've done, along with other staffers who really put a lot of effort into it. But, you know, Delta, it's challenging on a good day to get into Tallahassee. So he had some problems, but we will be rescheduling that. So I hope it'll be a very fruitful, productive discussion in the near future. So we're going to have a very brief internal affairs today. We have one major item here, and we have staff who's here to give us an overview. So with that, good morning. Afternoon.
Good afternoon, Commissioners. I am Ben Crawford with the Office of Industry Development and Market Analysis. On June 30th, 2016, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency published in the Federal Register a proposed rule addressing design details of the Clean Energy Incentive Program, or CEIP. I'm here to provide you with a briefing on the CEIP and to get direction from the Commission on whether to file comments with the EPA regarding the proposed rule. Comments are due on September 2nd, 2016, and staff has provided a draft letter if the Commission elects to submit it to the EPA. The CEIP is a voluntary program established by the Carbon Pollution Emission Guidelines for Existing Stationary Sources and Electric Generating Units, better known as the Clean Power Plan, or CPP. The CEIP provides a means of recognizing early CPP compliance actions for projects located in low-income areas, as well as new renewable energy projects prior to the official commencement of the CPP in 2022. Numerous provisions have been changed from the version of the CEIP introduced in the Clean Power Plan. Additional technologies, specifically geothermal and hydropower, were added to the renewable energy list, and solar was added to the low-income projects list. The date a project became eligible was changed from the commencement of construction to the commencement of commercial operations. These changes, as well as others, are all detailed as part of Attachment A. Renewable energy can consist of solar, wind, geothermal, or hydropower, and must begin commercial operation on or after January 1st, 2020, to be eligible for the CEIP. Energy efficiency or solar programs in low-income communities must lower electric bills for people in these low-income communities and must begin commercial service on or after September 6, 2018. States can also receive matching allowances from the EPA. Depending on the state's CPP compliance approach, these projects generate either allowances or emission rate credits, known as ERCs. Each allowance authorizes the holder to emit 1 ton of carbon dioxide. An ERC certifies that the holder either generated 1 megawatt hour with zero emissions of carbon dioxide or avoided generating 1 megawatt hour entirely. Allowances for states that use a mass-based compliance strategy, which is states that have a total emissions goal they're trying to reach, and ERCs are for states that have a rate-based compliance goal, states that are trying to reach an average emissions per megawatt hour generated. We have one late development that Catherine was going to address.
It has to do with the request for extension of time that was filed by 27 states, including the state of Florida. These are the same states that are challenging the Clean Power Plan. They've requested EPA by letter to extend the time for filing comments till the end of litigation on the Clean Power Plan, which we would anticipate sometime in 2017-2018, but at this time, September 2 remains the deadline for filing comments.
Staff also has an oral modification. It's just a typo. On page 3 of part of Attachment A, the fourth bullet point, it reads commence construction. It's meant to say commence operations. Staff is seeking guidance on whether or not the Commission wishes to file comments with the EPA regarding the CEIP. Staff has provided draft comments as Attachment B. Comments are due to EPA as set on September 2nd, and the next internal affairs is currently scheduled for September 13th. Staff is available to answer any questions you may have.
Excellent.
and thank you for preparing this this letter in advance for our review and some updates. And thank you, Catherine, as well, for keeping us informed via email on all updates with regard to the litigation. So thank you for all of that. Before I turn to the other commissioners, I do want to turn to Commissioner Edgar, since this is very near and dear to her expertise level, and find some input and on the approach and any additional comments you may have.
Sure. Thank you, Madam Chair. I also am appreciative to the staff for preparing this information, keeping us all up to current as things are moving, even though they're moving a little slower than they were at one point in time, but continuing to stay on top of it and coordinate with other agencies, of course, that we work with on these sorts of issues. When the Supreme Court first issued its stay, one of the earliest things EPA did was try to assess, from their legal perspective, what, if any, pieces of their overall proposal they could continue to work on, and what things were completely put on hold due to the stay. This very small piece of their larger umbrella plan, the CEIP, is one that they've said from the get-go, after the stay, was something that they were going to continue to work on, felt very strongly that they had that legal authority and wanted to be in a position to give states who might want to participate legal direction so that they could move forward. So from the comments that the draft comments for us that, let me back up one. So to see that they are moving forward on this very small, very narrow piece is certainly not a surprise. They've been very clear about their intention on that from the beginning. The comments that the staff have prepared are good. They're very, very much a repeat of the messages that we have sent during other comment windows. I think that the paragraph at the bottom of page 8 is really kind of the key, the meat of it, so to speak, which basically just asks for flexibility to states and recommends setting the time frame to participate for projects that would be that it could apply to as slightly earlier than what they have saying, which I think is very reasonable, is a very reasonable approach. So I would be in favor of us supporting these comments, again, recognizing that it is a very narrow piece of the overall program that will be moving forward, and I think it's good for Florida to weigh in when we can.
Excellent. Thank you, Commissioner Edgar, for those points and feedback. Do you have any suggestions of any kind of modifications to the letter?
I do not. It is a staff product, and so I certainly would be open to any if the others do.
Thank you. Commissioners, any thoughts, comments, agreement? Commissioner Graham?
I don't have any changes I want to propose to the letter, but I guess I would propose that staff would hold on to the letter until just before the September 2nd date, just in case we get notification that they push all this stuff back and held it back.
Yeah, we can definitely do that. We usually wait until the submittal date or
yeah,
or the
let's
day
just make sure that we get it there. But yeah. I don't need to send it out tomorrow.
And if in the event that there is some sort of extension on time, or if EPA elects to delay, or there's a court issue, we would hold off and seek additional direction from the commission. Definitely.
Okay, I'm very comfortable with that.
Sounds like a good suggestion. Any other comments or feedback? Can I get a motion to approve the letter, submitting these comments and letter to EPA?
Move approval. Second.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for your work on this. Greatly appreciated. Moving along to our general counsel's report, who has been busy.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. Obviously, we're in deep preparation for the FPNL rate case coming up. I'd like to congratulate Bart Fletcher and Suzanne Brownless for all the effort, time they put in, and not just them, but all of the staff that's working around the clock weekly and on weekends, and we do have AC on weekends, for them to all of us to bring together and get this case in proper order for you and for you, Ms. Pre-Hearing Officer. So thank you very much.
I'll just chime in, if I may. and say ditto, ditto, ditto. I know that our legal staff and our technical staff are working very hard on this. In fact, Suzanne brought me 5 draft orders today, which we are turning around and getting out. So everything is very much in process. Pre-hearing is scheduled for Friday.
We will all be tuning in. Thank you.
Thank you.
And Executive Director's report.
No specific items, Madam Chair. Your next IA is on September 13th. You all know we closed our fiscal year at the end of June 30th, and we're busy closing our books. And we will most likely probably do a walk around to fill you in on the tail of the tape for the last fiscal year with the details. So we'll be checking with each of your offices individually for a visit.
Thank you. Any questions for the Executive Director? Okay, thank you for your report.
Thank you.
Moving on to other matters. Are there any other matters that the commissioners have? I do. I just wanted to recognize our resident creative expert here. I think she's in the room. Miss Laura, please come up to the table if you could. She has helped almost every single person in this room. We are very lucky to have Laura back here. She's been with the commission since 1989 and is truly the artistic maestro of the group. Comes up with things that people get paid, oh gosh, so much money, and we're just so lucky to have you here as a state employee with your skill set, and we've all recognized you. Your fellow colleagues here have recognized you, and you're very dedicated, and your sweet, kind spirit is always a joy to be around. So thank you so much for being the Employee of the Month for August, and I wanted to give you this, and we'll take a selfie after. If there are no other matters, or if anybody has any further comments.
Did anybody have a birthday recently?
We have a few people. Where's Bruce Ritchie? Internal joke in the internal affairs room. No, thank you very much, you all, for coming. And this is a very short, brief internal affairs, and it is adjourned. Thank you.